Hello and welcome. This is Kwal Gugacoglu on behalf of Code Factory welcoming you to my first podcast. Code Factory is one of the leading providers who specialise in making mobile phones accessible to the visually impaired and low vision. Today I'm going to focus on the command list. Command list is operated by you actually touching the screen by sliding down with your index finger and pressing the screen slightly in so that you actually hold the slide. I have a Touch Pro 2 running Windows 6.5. As you will know from other podcasts, that mobile speak is actually operated by you doing certain gestures such as slide, hold, and sliding right and left. These are very tricky to do, however, if you have actually listened to the podcasts and practiced your slides in the touch test drive, which is very useful. I recommend everybody doing this before actually operating and demonstrating mobile speak 4 to other people. So without further delay, I'm going to actually take the device in my hand, right hand, and with the USB port facing the bottom and the power switch on top and the screen which is flat, it's going to be facing me. I have a QWERTY keyboard which slides in and out. However, I'm not going to be using the QWERTY keyboard today. There are no buttons on this device except for the end and start call button and a bar in the middle. And if you actually press the left side of the bar, you will get the start menu. And if you press the right side of the bar, the application will close. So that bar has two buttons, so you can actually do separate things with it. However, you can do all these things by touching the screen. I'm going to now press the power button. And you'll actually hear a sound. I have Heather installed on the internal memory. Those of you who have Heather installed on the SD card will may have done the express install. However, I like doing the custom install so that I can choose where I want to put my voices. I'm going to now slide down with my left finger, index finger, and we will now then enter the command list. And then I'm going to slide down, and when I slide down I should actually feel a vibration which will tell me that I've actually entered the command list.
Command list common 9 items, comma go to.
Go to is the first item on the list. Each time you tap the screen on any of these items you'll actually get a help message. So let's listen to the help message for this.
Go to allows you to go through the different elements of the current screen period.
So go to is like a tap key. So if you're in a dialog box, you can press tap 1 and slide left or right, which will take you through different elements of the dialog box. And if you slide up and down, it will actually take you through the list. So I'm going to tap the message once, touch the screen once, so you can hear the message.
Go to allows you to go through the different elements of the current screen period.
Okay, I'm going to slide down now.
Settings.
Settings. You can change mobile speak settings on the fly if you do actually press tap the screen twice. I'm going to now tap the screen once so you can hear the message.
Settings gives access to the main mobile speak settings period.
I'm going to slide down again.
Stop speech command.
Stop speech command will shut the device up. Will actually shut me up. Anyway, let's tap the screen once so you can hear the message.
Stop speech command stops current speech output period.
Slide down again.
Speak.
Speak. This allows you to hear important information. So I'm going to tap the screen once so you can hear what the message says.
Speak gives access to commands to make mobile speak to announce useful information period.
Such as time and date, soft keys, etc. Slide down again.
Start menu command.
Start menu command. This will bring up the start menu. It doesn't really matter where you are focused. I'm going to touch the screen once so that you can hear what the message says.
Start menu command opens the start menu wherever focus is.
Slide down again.
Close command.
Close command. We all know what that means. Closing different applications such as Word, Internet, email, and other applications you may be in. Let's press the screen once so you can hear what Mobile Speak says.
Close command closes the current window or application.
Slide down again.
Toggle privacy mode command.
Toggle privacy mode command. Now that's very useful, especially if you are actually on a train, on a bus, or in your office and you want to write a text message to someone and you don't want to have your colleagues staring over your shoulder to see what you're typing. Slide down again.
Screen off command.
Screen off. You can turn your screen off, so if you do actually have your device in your bag or in your pocket, then at least you're not activating the touch screen so that your phone won't get messed up. I'm going to tap the screen once so you can hear what the message says.
Screen off command deactivates the touch screen period. This helps conserve battery power and prevent accidental taps when the device is not in use period.
Slide down again.
Exit command list.
Exit command list. Now there's no help for this, but I'm going to actually tap it anyway so you can actually hear what it says.
No help available for this item.
So we're going to exit the command list by tapping the screen twice. And we should go back into the today screen. And that sound signifies that you've actually closed that list of functions. So that's all for the command list. I hope you've enjoyed my demonstration. And tune in again when we do more Mobile Speak. If you want any more information, please visit www.codefactory.com. That's all one word, codefactory.es. Thank you. Goodbye.